Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen. I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast. Here's a question for you. Has anybody ever said to you, "Wow, I wish I had your kind of faith"? I've heard that, but honestly, when I hear that, it's like, hope you need to set your aspirations a little higher. But when somebody says that, what is it they mean? I can see that your faith is comforting, but I'm not as gullible or maybe as dense as you are. Maybe I'm brighter. My intellect can't see past all of the challenges. Or maybe I've tried believing, but I just don't feel anything. I mean, I've heard all that kind of stuff. I wish that I could give people a treasure map with an X marks the spot kind of journey with their faith. I mean, but the problem is, it's not like I can give somebody a treasure map and then when you get there, help yourself. I mean, we all have this journey we've got to work through with our faith. You know, the verses in John 11, verses 25, 6, and 7, they tell the story of Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And I've mentioned this the last couple of podcasts about how Mary and Martha say to Jesus, "You know, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died." And then Jesus, of course, he moves beyond that and he raises Lazarus from the death. But the focus on these verses is not about death or life, the present or the future. The focus is not even about resurrection. Martha already knows about resurrection. She already believes in life after death. The focus on these verses is all about Jesus. Jesus can promise resurrection to life in the future because he himself is the resurrection. He can promise resurrection life in the present because he himself is the life. He is the promise, but he's also the prototype. His resurrection to life becomes our resurrection. Now, Martha, she's a woman of faith, and we've seen that. But having faith isn't enough. Faith is not some special quality or attribute that qualifies you for heaven. What counts is Jesus. He's what qualifies us for heaven. Saving faith is simply the recognition of that. True faith involves trusting. Trusting in what? Jesus. So what Jesus adds to Martha's faith is himself. Not the fact that resurrection someday will come, but that he is resurrection. Not that life someday will come back, but he is life. He's not asking if she believes in the resurrection after you die. She's already stated that she does. Hear me, y'all. Christian faith is much more than believing certain things to be true. It's about entrusting yourself to a person, Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. There are a lot of folks who believe in life after death in some sort of way. They believe their loved ones look down from above, although I don't believe that's in the message of Jesus. I mean, the very message of walking this life with Jesus is that there is life in Jesus, that Jesus is the beginning of life. He is the last word on life, that he is life, that is the hope. So when someone says, "I wish I had your faith," what they ought to say is, "I wish I had your Savior." But then the chances are they don't really want your Savior, not as their Savior and Lord. Friend, listen, you might feel like you have a very weak faith, and you might wonder whether you really qualify as a follower of Jesus. That's irrelevant. The only question to ask is, do you believe Jesus can save you? Do you believe there's life in him and only in him? The question isn't, do you think your faith is enough? The question is, do you think Jesus is enough? Let that be a comfort to you today. Just like as Jesus brought Lazarus from death to life, he brings us from death to life through true eternal life, true life in him. Oh, my friend, go live that life today in Jesus. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.